40 years, I just can't tell it all.
Chapter 14. Was it a scam / what they did not tell you? We started a professional independent baseball league. Let me be clear, to those of you who may have heard otherwise, this league was never a scam. It was a courageous attempt to provide a meaningful opportunity for African American baseball players to play baseball and promote diversity in the game. Unfortunately, we faced a series of unforeseen financial events that we did not anticipate. While we did secure seed funding to start the league, it simply wasn't enough for ongoing operations. Once we set the wheels in motion without that essential cash flow, it became increasingly clear that we could not keep the league going. I can't tell it all, but it's all in the book at yourdiary247.us. That's yourdiary247.us.
I just can't tell it all. The diary of a coach, former MLB scout.
Derek Cooper, I'm from Chicago, Illinois. I played from Mike from 80, I mean, it was 84, 85, until after the 90s, mid-90s. It was a great experience. Mike was able to take a group of inner-city kids and introduce us to new environments, new surroundings, you know, took us outside of the inner city and allowed us to visit different cities, states, suburbs, and play a variety of different talent. I played on a team that was coached by Anthony Pyle. We were 13 years old. In the South Shore organization, Mike was coaching a team called the Cardinals, and we used to play against them. And Mike became the all-star coach. And then after that, Mike continued to form baseball, as well as he started the American Legion. And, you know, we were all, you know, playing select baseball with him. It was great. We had some guys that went off, got drafted. We had, you know, a lot of talent. We came from throughout the city, so, you know, it allowed us to build a bond with one another from the inner city of Chicago, where we had different teammates on, you know, on our team that came as far as, you know, Whitney Young, even the west side of Chicago, from Hyde Park to CVS to Washington. And we also had some our Catholic school leads, teammates to play with us as well. So he brought us all together for the same, you know, a common goal. And we just continued to build a friendship among each other that has lasted well over 40 years. One of the most valuable things that I recall, several of them, I think the first ones that stood out, Mike was taking us out to Arlington Heights. We played American Legion baseball at the time, so we had to be about 14, 15 years old. And he had this four-door silver car that he used to pile us all up in. You know, I just remember somehow a sprain on his accelerator broke, and he was driving all the way, you know, on pressing a brake, you know, in order to stop, press the brake all the way down, and to accelerate, he took his foot off the brake. So a lot of my cars were comical with us, as well as one time we were going down, I believe it was down here to Cincinnati, and Mike had buses, so he used to park his buses over there on 83rd in South Chicago. And actually, one of our wheels came off as we was riding, and the wheel was riding on the side of us. So that was one comical incident. As well as, I tell you what, Mike played with us as though, you know, we were his children. You know, he kept us disciplined, kept us in order. But he made every trip we had fun. You know, we still have laughter today with some of the jokes. We were playing in a tournament down here standing in St. Xavier College, and this was back in 86. We stayed in college, and, you know, Mike hung out with us. You know, we all stayed up late when, you know, we should have been asleep. So Mike was a real friend to us. The guys, I met, you know, numerous guys, you know, when I think of, you know, Nate Benson, Nate Moore, Stennis Terrell, we had Fatty, which was William Day, William Stewart, we had Donnell Harvey, then, you know, then Mike brought in, you know, Franco Brown went to Hills. He brought in Miguel from Whitney Young, I believe. We had Miles. You know, they all just grew up playing in the South Shore League. But, you know, it started like a arch rivalry with, like, the South Side. But, you know, eventually they wanted to play with us. They couldn't beat us, so they wanted to play with us. We used to beat up on Jackie Robinson. Everybody knew about Jackie Robinson, but, you know, our team, for somehow, we always beat them every year. Eventually, some of them came over and joined our team as well. You know, we traveled, we had fun. But, you know, we had a great group of guys. So I can honestly say, you know, he took a couple of guys from over at D-Sales. That's where we picked up Quincy and little Corey Gilkey. So Corey's a little younger than I am. But, you know, we just formed a bond. Mike brought a lot of us together that formed a lot of friendships that even last today, well into our adult years. And I can honestly say that, you know, me being 50 years old, I had the honor to watch Mike coach my son, and he played for Mike, you know, back in when he was 8, 9 years old. So, you know, Mike is really given to the city when it comes to baseball. Honestly, you can't recognize Chicago baseball without thinking of or associating with Michael Mayton. Mike was able to form more so, you know, all-inclusive team. So we had, you know, different players from different, you know, nationalities, different race. So, like I said, you know, just to think of baseball in the city of Chicago, everybody wanted to play for Michael Mayton because we had, you know, top-notch program. And actually, you know, like I said, it was an inner-city kid. So, you know, there was no racism problems among us because he brought us all together. You know, we might have experienced some difficulties going to play other teams, but, you know, once they seen who we were and who we are, where we come from, you know, we develop relationships as well as respect. Yeah, there's some things that, you know, I would like to always say, you know, it's been an honor to know Mike for well over 40 years now and to watch him continue to fulfill his dream. And he still exerts the same passion today that he did back in the 80s, you know. So I think, you know, this guy, you know, Mr. Mayton, he really deserves anything that comes with, you know, come towards him or come his way. I actually would like to see, you know, the city give Mr. Mayton, you know, more, I would call it more respect from the, you know, baseball, you know. I would like to see, you know, the city get behind him. I mean, we got many of his players that, you know, we have gone off and, you know, got our own families, but, you know, we've always been there for Mike, you know, trying to help him fund his league and do the things he needs to keep going. Because I know without, you know, Mr. Mayton and the program that he put together for us, you know, I don't know what my life could have turned out to be, you know. Being from the inner city, we would, you know, in neighborhood games and everything, but, you know, just the idea of baseball that he built was allowed us an outlet from any, you know, distraction in the city games. Thanks a lot, Ray.
The Diary of a Coach/Former MLB Scout, 40 years, I just can't tell it all. Present and future coaches and players need to understand the journey of baseball. It's important to recognize that baseball is a business first and a game second. There are challenges like the disappointment of not being drafted, the lucrative nature of travel baseball, and the impact of disgruntled parents.
The Diary of a Coach/Former MLB Scout, 40 years, I just can't tell it all. Present and future coaches and players need to understand the journey of baseball. It's important to recognize that baseball is a business first and a game second. There are challenges like the disappointment of not being drafted, the lucrative nature of travel baseball, and the impact of disgruntled parents. When you become the face of an organization, you bear the weight of all its challenges. This journey and much more are all explored in the book. It's a good read, inspirational, nostalgic, entertaining, and intriguing. Buy one for a friend at your diary, 247.us. That's your diary, 247.us. 40 years, 40.